Bruchim Abayim to the 17th and the continuing series of Shiurim on the origins of Halacha in the Gemara. We're now going to move on to another sugya in Brachos, and we spoke about Birchas HaTorah in the last several Shiurim, Yud Aleph Yud Beis, and now we're going to Yud Beis and Yud Aleph. I know that we are skipping over several sugyas in Brachos, but it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. But in any case, I'm trying to pick out sugyas that have actual ramifications within the general halachic framework. And what we're going to speak about today is certainly the case. The Gemara in Yud Beis Min Aleph says as follows. I'm going to read the Gemara and give a very terse translation of it, and then we're going to go into the issue that that will occupy us, probably this year, and maybe even next week's year too. The Gemara says in Yud Beis Amud Aleph near the Piska of the Mishnah Mokum Shomu Laharich. The Gemara says Pshita, it's Pashut. In other words, Gemara says it's straightforward and obvious. Hecha de Kanaket Kasa de Chamre Biyode. The person's holding a glass of wine. He's going to drink. Because of the shichah, and he thinks it's Coca-Cola. He thinks it's a beverage, which gets a shakal. Uposuk mavorach adaita the shichah. Now I'm going to be reading the Gemara according to Perush Rashi. Of course, the Riv, certainly according to the Rosh, has perhaps a slightly different gear, so knows it differently. But this is according to Rashi and Mashum Tosfos too. Uposuk mavorach adaita the shichah. When the person says Shem Hashem, maybe Shem and Malchus, right? Then he thought, right, that he was holding Coca-Cola, he was going to make a shahako. V'siyem b'dechamra. But then when he came to Melech Olam, I guess, right, at the end, then he realized that he was drinking wine. And he ended up by saying, Boye Piyon Kofi. So the Gemara says, Yotze. He's Yotze. Now why is he Yotze? In other words, why is he Yotze? Even though when he said the Shem and Malchus, who said the Shem Hashem, he was thinking Shahakol, and it's only when he came to the end of the bracha he made the proper chasima. But the Gemara says here the answer is straightforward: that he's Yotze. Why is he Yotze? Dinami im Omer Shahakol v'Avoh Yotze. Because even if we have ended the bracha by saying Shahakol, he would also be Yotze, right? As the Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah in the sixth parak, that nan. But on all everything, if one's a shakal on everything, any type of food, the person is yotze. Says the Gemara, what's the question we want to raise? What's the question we want to explore? Let's assume a person is holding a glass of Coca-Cola. And for some reason he thinks it's wine. And when he said Shem Hashem, he was thinking Boye Priya Goffin. And certainly we know that a princess Boye Priya Goffin on Coca-Cola, he's not Yotze. We see him in the Shecha, and at some point after that, before he's Chosem, he includes the Bracha, he reminds himself that it's Coca-Cola. And he says Shako. Mai, go ask the question. What's the din? Bosa Ika Bracha Aslinen or Bosa Chasim Aslinen? Do we go by the Ika Bracha, which means we go by what a person is thinking about when he says Hashem Hashem, that's called the Ika Bracha, or do we go by the Chasima? Do we go by how a person actually ends the Bracha? That's the question of the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, speaking about Yitzhor, and Mara Varovim, a similar case to Yitzhor Varovim, and then the Gemara tries to bring a raya from that braisa, and the Gemara is doicha, pushes away the raya, and then the Gemara goes on to perhaps be another raya for the braisa. At the end of the day, the Gemara does not really conclude conclusively either way. Okay? So, in other words, the question is, at the end of the sugya, I leave it to the reader or to the listener to conclude the sugya. Today that we have art scrolls, it's not a difficulty. At least a cursory inclusion of the sugya. So, in the end of the day, we have the person's holding a cup of Coca-Cola, and when he says the Shem Hashem, he's thinking that it's wine, or he's thinking to make Borei Pri Hagafen. And before he includes the bracha, before he makes the chasima, he reminds himself that it's wine, and he makes a Borei Pri. I'm sorry. And he makes a Shah HaKolni B'Vacha. Right? He's holding Coca-Cola. He thinks it's wine. He makes a Shem Hashem thinking Borei Pri Hagafen, which he would not be yaitzi. He had to conclude like that. But then when he makes the chasima, he reminds himself it's Coca-Cola. He says Shah HaKolni B'Vacha. The Gemara doesn't conclude. Because if a person would make a Borei Pri Hagafen, a Coca-Cola, would it be Yitzhak? That's what the... So the Gemara ends up by not concluding anything. Which means the Gemara leads it as such, the Gemara brings Rayas, but doesn't succeed in conclusively proving the din for any of the Rayas that have brought from the Rayas which the Gemara brings. Okay? Now, I'm going to, speaking about a Tosfos, it's a Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's the fourth Tosfos. Dibur Maschil, Loi lasuya nahama. Okay? So Tosfos first brings the Ben Alphas, the Rif. Says Tosfos, Upirish Rav Alphas, says, Hashta, now, the Loi ifshita baya, right, since the Gemara does not prove, does not come to a conclusion, does not prove for the Braisa either way, as little the kula, we go the kula. Meaning, vafilu pasam b'dechamra, v'siyem b'shir chayotza, which means a person was thinking, prayer p'ya gofen, and ends with shahakal is yotza. And this, in fact, actually is the shita of the Rif. I'm going to just read the Rif inside, because the Rif actually gives a nimuk. So the Rif said, the Rif says, right? So the Rif says, right? Ulakula avdina. The Rif says we go lakula. V'loy madrinin lay. We don't tell him to make another bracha. Okay? The sveka drabana lakula. Because the Rif says, sveka drabana lakula. That's what the Rif says. And the Rif's makoya, that in a suffix bracha, at least a bracha rishayna, sveka drabana lakula, is not something the Rif made up. But it's actually a explicit sugya later on in the third parak of Brachas, in Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara speaks about if I had a suffix of saying Emes for Yotzef, a suffix of Bechas Amazoy. And the Gemara's conclusion is, for example, the Gemara says in something which is a Diraisa, so if you have a suffix, you have to say it again. If it's a Drabonon, then you don't say it again. So then the Rif says the following. The same thing. That if I have a suffix, since the Bokhri Shaina is what? Since the Bokhri Shaina is the Rabbanon. So, suffix Rabbanon, Lakula. That's a clear Yisoid which the Gemara establishes in the Chafal for an Aleph. Okay? And no one argues on that Gemara. Not to mention that it's a suffix Rabbanon. And of course, if I would say a Bokhri Shaina Tzricha, so one would. It would raise a question of an issur of loisisa. Okay? Like the Gemara, right, says it. Well, okay, fine. That's the sheet of the Rif. However, the Tosfos, right? And by the way, this din of the Rif, a suffix of Bad Lakula, is actually what's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Example, in the Arachayim, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, I think it's Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Tes, there the Shulchan Aruch passes explicitly, in whom is Supak in Beirach HaMaitzi in Lav, the person has a Supak whether a person made a Boch Rishon from Maitzi or not, Einu Chayzim Mavarech. He doesn't make another Boch again. And the reason for this is brought in the Torah and the Rambam, which are the sources of the Lacha, and ultimately goes back to Chafal Malaf and Brachais, is because the Bracha Rishona is the Rabbana. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, there are no Cholkim, no one says anything different. Okay? So the Psak of the Rif, we understand that in this case, we're going to a Safek, so therefore we go the Kula, and we don't make another bracha. However, the Tosfos brings another shita of the Ri. The shita of the Ri is, the Ri haya oimer, the Ri used to say, l'chumra. The Ri passes l'chumra. The tzorach l'vorach pam acheres. You have to make another bracha. So the Ri says, in the case over here in the Gemara, where the Gemara has a suffix and leaves us with a suffix, a person's holding a cup of Coca-Cola, and during the Shem Hashem, he thinks Boya Priyagotha, and then before he ends the bracha, he reminds himself that he has to make a Shahat Kodim Vohoi. So according to the Ri, you'd have to go back and say the bracha again, right? Make a Boya Priyagotha. So the Ri passes the Chum. Now, the Chayra, this is an incredible psak, because as I explained, it's a widespread din which is accepted in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch that in a Safek Bracha Rishayna we call the Kula. Everybody knows that. Ask anybody in the street, ask your friend, ask your kids, they'll tell you that. So, Rav Kiva Eger, right, in the Gideon HaShas, Hagoyin Rav Kiva Eger, says, he comes to Gideon HaShas on this Re in the Tosfos, says Rav Kiva Eger, v'lo shayach hachaloy mo'a sofek brochas l'kula. It's not shayach to say here sofek brochas l'kula. Why? Dekevar kosov marashor b'psochim kubbezim an alev. The marashor writes in psochim kubbezim an alev b'pevash ashbam dibo maskal adir hakoich. The ashbam, the marashor learns this in the ashbam in psochim kubbezim an alev. D'lo shayach kein ela b'birchas ha-mitzvahs. In other words, the notion of Sofek Brachos L'Kula is only applied to Birchas HaMitzvahs. The brachos ein ma'akva. It's because even if you didn't, you know, even if you don't make a bracha, you can still do the mitzvah, and you can be yotzeh. But brachos that I make before I eat, also l'chol b'lay bracha. The Gemara says in Lamehim and Aleph in bracha, it says it's aser for a person to taste to be nether from this world, so to taste food without a bracha. So he says that here we call a chumra. On the contrary, it's an issa. The law of ikan chashash bracha levatala. And why is there no bracha levatala here? The answer is dim lo yivamech yaso lo lishtois. Because if he doesn't make the bracha, he can't drink. So he has to make the bracha in order to drink. And then he says achareza reisi beben aizer shikosav kem isvad anafshe. The law of devar barasha. Even this, he says so beben aizer imreisha dalit. Which in fact, actually, he says in Bisfal the Nafshi. In other words, Rav Kiva Eger has said that this sheet of the Ri is a sheet of the Barashah, and there's a Svara behind it. What's a Svara? The Svara is, the Gemara says, I can't eat without making a bracha. So if I have a Savik without making a bracha, if I had a Savik without making a bracha, I have to make the bracha. It's like a Savik Gezel. Otherwise, I can't eat the food. So it's not a bracha levatala. I have to make the bracha. I want to eat. That's what Rav Kiva Eger says, and he says, is that the Eben Oizer says this too. Eben Oizer in Reish Yudalit says this too. He says, Bisamol Benafshe. Now, actually, the Eben Oizer in Reish Yudalit is a little bit more complicated or involved. The Eben Oizer, the Toist is a Machloikas, which actually the Gemara asks you, Bezaman Aleph actually means a Machloikas. Whether a bracha requires Shem Hashem or also Malchus too. What constitutes a bracha? Right? So, the Tosfos, the Memo Mabez, Dibo Maskal Omer Abaya, right? Says, Ulechach, basically, right, we pass like a Yechanan, right? That ain't bracha, which doesn't have Malchus, Shemayim is not a bracha, which means a bracha requires Shem Hashem and Malchus. It says the Tosfos, the Memo Days, Ulachach haya oimeri, so the Ri said, by the way, it's the same Ri, the Chayra, She'im haya medalek malchus of Birchas HaMoitzi, if I made a Moitzi and I skipped over Melech HaOilam, She'tzorach zu levorech, I took another bracha. Okay, that I understand, it's not called a bracha. But says the Ri, Vafilu dolak tevas ha'oilam levad, the Melech levad einu malchus. If I even skipped over ha'olam. I said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu, Melech, without saying ha'olam, he says, I drink another bracha. Right? So that's what the Ri says. The Ebed Ha'ezer says, where'd you get this from? You have no raya. I can't just write that. Even if you want to say it's a suffix. Suffix l'chumra. What allows a person, based upon a suffix like this, to go l'chumra? That's the Ebed Ha'ezer says. So Ebed Ha'ezer says that maybe the Ri is going to shittos, he's based upon Aleph, that I have a suffix in the bracha, a machmir. That's what Ebed Ha'ezer says. And L'maisa, the Eger ascribes Ebed Ha'ezer, he's actually going like the Shita. That in fact, the suffix brechas hanen and galachoma. Okay. This is a little paraphrase of the Ebenezer, but the pastor is like this, but it is a bizarre. But that's how Rabbi Kivayeg understands exactly Ebenezer. And that's actually how Eskim Shlomo Zalman Oyabach in the Tshuva, I think it's in the Mincha Shlomo Mechelek Aleph, actually understands that the Ebenezer pastor is like this Marasha. He doesn't bring the Marasha. The Nasavet brechas hanen and galachoma. Okay. Very good. Now, very nice. There's a nice svara. I can't eat without a bracha. It's me'ila. It's gezel. But I don't understand. This is all a svara. I mean, the Gemara does say it's us and them yoyvazeh without a bracha. But to say it's this a gezel and I have suffering that the Maharal Hashem says, but it's all a svara. The Gemara says explicitly in Daf Chaf Alber Aleph that a bracha, which is diaraisa, a mechayzul avach with a safek, a bracha, which is the rabbanon, like berzanenim, right? I'm not mechayzul avach, and that's paskin and shulchan aruch. I mean, mehechet teisei that it's a befeirush gemara. No one argues. There's not the beis yosef, the shulchan aruch doesn't bring a single chaylek in chuf sanam zayin test that if a person on a safek amaytzi, then in fact actually he wouldn't make a bracha. The Ebed Ha'ezer is just asking on this dinner for Oilam in Reish Yudalit, but there's no Chokim on this dinner. And how do I understand the Ri? How do I understand the Maharasho? And, you know, how do I understand the Ebed Ha'ezer? So, dear listener, I would like to propose what I think is a Chiddush in the Halacha. Okay? Everybody agrees that if I had a suffix, whether Haimed Hamoitzi, everybody agrees in the world, if I have a suffix, whether Haimed Hamoitzi, I don't make another bracha. That's an explicit Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph, Ben Aleph, in brachos. To disagree with that, you're being chodik on Vina Ravashi. Which is okay if you're a conservative Jew. The Ri, but what type of a suffix is? The suffix is what I would call in yeshivish language a suffix in metzias, a theological doubt, meaning I don't know whether I'm in a bracha. I didn't make a bracha. But what happens if I have a halachic suffix? In other words, the Gemara in brachas in Beis Ben Aleph is not presenting us with a suffix, did I make a boyer pre-kofet, did I not make a boyer pre-kofet. The Gemara saying is that in a case where I was thinking boyer pre-kofet on a glass of Coca-Cola, and then I reminded myself before I ended the book of saying Sha'akol, there's a halachic question, a halachic suffix. That's the suffix the Gemara is dealing with. I claim what the Ri is being mechadish is that if I have a suffix in the halacha, then I go lachumra. Now, I would like to prove to you that this is the case. Well, the Marashon Psachim. Now, I don't have the Marashon Psachim in front of me, but I'll tell it to you over and you'll believe me. It's a W that believes you. You all have the Gemara in front of you. The Gemara in Kuf Bezim and Aleph. Ah, Yishakoya, thank you. The Gemara in Psachim in Kuf Bezim and Aleph brings us with a Machloikes Tanoyim about people who are sitting down and eating a meal, a person leaves, it comes back, does he have to make another bracha or not? And the Gemara tells us that there's a machloikis of Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara tells me, why does the Gemara bring a specific din like that? So the Gemara says, lo'aydichach ha'koichad Rabbi Yehuda. It comes to tell me the Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara says. So the Marashah, and there's a long Rashbam there. I'm not going to go through the Rashbam. You can look at the Rashbam yourself. But the Marashah, right? The Marashah in Daf Kuf Beis, right? On the Rashbam, right? In other words, he wants to say, Koyach Tisil, right? Kosabah, right? Adarabba. No, Gemara wants to say, I'm telling you to make the bracha because koyach di sura adif. That's what the Gemara, that's what Marashbam says. Koyach di sura adif, you have to take the bracha. So Marashbam says, what are you talking about? When they have a suffix bracha, right? Koyach di atera, shemeku, I'm sorry, koyach di sura adif. So the Marashbam is a kasha, but he oim ya adarabba. Koyach di atera, the meku levorech. Right? On the contrary, right? Right, in other words, kochi the sewage but getting to make a bracha, that's called that tera. In other words, why? Because it shouldn't be a bracha. We're not worried about bracha vatala. So, the Maharsha says, based upon this, we see over here, based upon this, we see the Mechaz Anenin with a suffix a machmir. That's what's called kochi the sewage. In other words, I make the bracha, that's the chiddush. In other words, basically, right? In other words, I'm calling Koach the Yisur that I make the bracha. Because it's a suffix Yisur. That's the way the Marashah learns in the Rashbam. Which means like this. But what are we speaking about here? We're not speaking about a suffix, whether I made a bracha or not. The machlok is Tanayim. Tanakama in Chachom in Rabbi Yehuda. In a machloikas tanoyim, where I have a suffix, whether make a bracha or not, then it's a suffix isura. So the Marashah is not speaking about a suffix in Mitzvah. He knew the Gemara called Aleph about Aleph, and so did the Marashah, and so did the Rashbam. It's clear that these Rishayim and Achrayim, at least the Marashah and the Rashbam, understand. If I have a machloikis tanoim, which means a suffix in the halacha, then in a case of Berachas Hanenin, I go lechumra and I make the bracha. That's the Marashah. Okay, now, I would like to bring two rayas from Shas, actually from Brachas itself, then the case of a machloikis apoiskim, right, we go lechumra. Okay? And, like I said before, I think that is, but I would love to hear your response to this. At Lamed Hayamad Aleph, when the Gemara speaks about, right? The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, I mean Lamed Hayamad Aleph in the beginning of the sixth parak, five lines of the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, it's also for a person to take benefit from this world without a bracha. He's a guy that he steals. The Gemara says, what's the takana? She got to a chacham. Right? So the Gemara goes on and says, they should have gone to a chacham. What does this thing? Where do you go to a chacham? Make a shahakal. What does it think? You have a suffix bracha, right? So be makel. Clearly, the Gemara says, no, you can't be mega, go to the Chacham. Which means, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that I have a Savei Bracha. You just can't be safe and make a Bracha that patters it. You have to go to the Chacham. Now, a second Raya I want to bring is that the Gemara later on has a discussion. The Gemara later on has a discussion on the Birchas HaMaitzi. Do I make a bracha HaMaitzi Lechem in HaOretz? Or do I make a bracha Maitzi Lechem in HaOretz? The Gemara has an entire discussion of it. In other words, the Gemara says in Lamed Chesem and Aleph, right? Do I make, right? Ha-maitzi, or do I make maitzi? So the Gemara says, maitzi, everybody agrees, right? That you're yaitzi. How much is the shayla? But then the Gemara brings a whole story that some person came, and I said he's a big Talmud Chacham, Lamechasam Alav. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's Baki and Brachos, right? Right? Gemara says, Mishtapkin le Rabbon Rab Zera is Bar Rab Zovid, Achud Rab Shimon Bar Rab Zovid, the Adam Godel Ho. They praise him for Rab Zera. Baki Bar Brachos. So he said to them, bring this person to me. So he gave him bread. And he said, Maitse. He said, this is an Adam Godel? If he said, ha Maitse, ah. Tells me good Kiddush. Shrim Tam. He says, Maitse, a big deal. What's the Gemara saying? On the contrary, I would say, you see, he's a Talmud Chacham. You have a suffix whether to make Hamoitzi and Moitzi. And here it's even better. Moitzi ever goes to Yoitzi. Suffix brachas lahake. We say no. We say no. So, I want to say that these are two rayas. Now, they're not rayas. I'm going to be honest with you, because you know I'm always honest with you. Except, unless I tell you I'm not going to be honest. They're not 100% rayas, but they are rayas that we just can't go by the claw if I have a suffix to be mekel. That's clear from these rayas. Okay? Now, so what do we see? We see that the notion of suffix brachas lahakel, right? Only applies to a case where they made the bracha at all. But if in fact I have a machlokes, we don't go by that cloud. Now you're asking me, am I going? I'm not going. I paskening la halacha lamaisa. There's nothing that's distinct to this anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. This is halacha lamaisa. I mean, because if I believe that the din of Sabras lahakia comes from the Gemara, what was the reset? So I want to claim halacha lemaisa. Suffik brachas if I suffik halacha, then what is machmir? You can say about the rib, okay? But this is what I'm positing. This is what I want to claim. Now, that's all very nice and dandy. We found a way of being miyash of the rib, but what's the svara here? In other words, what's the svara here? The svara, and it's very interesting enough is because the svara is interesting svara. The Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, the Zayim and Aleph. If I have a machlokes between two chachamim, right? Right? So the Gemara says, in Zayin Maraf HaMad HaZohar, the Gemara says, if it's a deraisa machbir, and the Gemara make it. Okay? So, we have an interesting thing here. If I have a suffix, whether I made the bracha, we're saying, so sfeket l'abon l'hakim. That's what we're saying, sfeket l'abon l'hakim. But what's interesting is that here when we're saying the machlokes hapoiskin, or a machlokes halacha. So I mean, everybody will agree that a birchas aden is clearly the rabbanon. I know that there are some who want to say that according to the re, since this epis, the gemara wants learned in lamed heban aleph from a pasuk, maybe it's deraisa. Could be. I highly doubt that. I'm not going to resort to that. Then for sure. Right? There's no inyan to go to Chumrah. On the contrary. According to you, go to Chumrah. Go to Chumrah. Now, why should this be? In other words, we have here a seemingly intractable problem. Why in a suffix in Metzios? Did I make a bracha? Did I make the bracha? Fact. Did I not? They were saying, everybody agrees, it's fake with a bottle of hake. But here, when I have a svara, either way in the halacha, and I'm saying sveka, I'm saying a suffik lahachmir because there's a din gezel. So I want to say a very simple svara like this. The whole din of making a bracha is the Rabbana. That's clear. The whole din of making a bracha is the Rabbana. So, if I have a suffix whether I made the bracha or not, it's a suffix whether I did the mitzvah or not. So, there we'll say, svach l'bon l'hakim. Okay? Now, in the case here, I'm going to make a bracha. The question is, what bracha should I make? What bracha should I make? I have a suffix. Let's say I have a suffix. It's a machlokes. Let's see, it's a machlokes. What bracha should I make? Or, for example, I have a tutzdag halacha. What bracha should I make? So, there's not, in other words, there's a svarah to go either way. There's a svarah to go either way. Or, let's say, there's two opinions. It's a machlokes. Let's say, two tanoim, two marayim. Right, either way. In either case, I'm going to make the bracha. In any case, I'm going to make the bracha. I want to claim that the chiddush of the Gemara in Lamed Hei Mem Aleph, when it says, what's the takana, is to go to a chacham, right? Is the chacham is coming, in other words, either way, I'm going to make the bracha. The din, right, the din of the Isra of eating, in other words, in regards to din, did I make the bracha? That's the rabbanan. In either way, I'm going to make the bracha. Now, the question is, which bracha should I make? Which bracha should I make? So, when I have a suffix in the Gemara, or I have a machlokes, let's say, right, so we know there's a svara either way. So, let's talk like this. Let's assume I stole from two people. And I don't know who I stole from. But the Gemara says, in the third parak of Mafkid, I have to get back to both of them. So, like this, what does it mean? In something, when I have a choice of this or this, I'm not a machmir. So here we said like this. One says, I go like this, one go like that. So in other words, I'm going to be machmir. Because why? Because the din of Gezel demands that I give it back to the right person. So in other words, the bracha, which is the bracha, in other words, the din is not going to be machmir. Just like if I stole from two people, I give it back to both of them. Because the din demands that I have to, that I can't have any, in other words, the din demands that I have to be machmir. So here too, I have to be machmir. I have to make the bracha, right? I have to make the chumrah. Now you can ask me, what about the shaila is, or maybe according to the other words, everybody agrees that I'm amazing with this bracha. No, everybody agrees if I don't make the bracha, it's one thing. But you see, the equivalent of that to me is that if I have a safek, you know, And maybe I mean make a bracha batala, so maybe I guess I can say the thing too. Maybe there's a suffix. I mean it's chavav haraya. But here we see that in the Tanya Kefa Gezel, the Tanya requires that I give back it to every person, which means that I don't go. In other words, even though it's chavav haraya, in a suffix usually you don't. You know, in a suffix usually I don't. You know, a suffix of mamoy after being a raya, perhaps a chazaka. But in the case of Gezel, we don't say that. In the case of Gezel, when they have, that's if one person has a taina, but if you have two people have a taina, and I know I definitely stole from one person, in other words, I definitely stole from one person, I have to be machmir. So here, the question is here, is that to be yaitzei, the din, I'm not stealing. In other words, what's going to happen is like this. The person, the svara that's machmir, the person that says you have to, the person who's machmir, he's saying, what is he saying? He's saying is that, in other words, the person who's machmir is saying is, you're not yotze, you're din. You're not yotze, you're din of Geza, unless you make out to this bracha. Just like by the chacham, I have to go to the chacham. I can't rely upon my own daf to make a shahako. The din of Geza requires that I make the bracha, which is more specific to this thing. In other words, the din of Gezel requires that I make the bracha, which is more miyuchat, which is more specific to this thing. That's the din of Gezel. So, what I want to claim is that this is l'chol ha'deis. The din of gezel requires, just like I give it back to two people, because I know, so here too, I'm not stealing, but the chumrah here of gezel requires I make the bracha get the most specific. A bracha the most specific. And I want to say that there's a svara behind this too. Yeah.
In the case of gezel, it yeah. has to attack on us, not to go as a shaman, but because the guy's trying to do tshuva. Isn't it doing tshuva rather than doing mamonis?
No, there's a dinner. He is a gezel. She goes out. A dinner Torah.
Meaning he wants. I say he's trying to do.
It's like a takana. It's like a takana.
Right. He's trying to make do. It's not a dinner choshe mishpat. I mean, it is, but it's
a dinner choshe mishpat. The heisha gezel she goes out. The dinner of hashava. The dinner of hashava. But I want to say a svara.
Why is motzi not better in this case then?
No. So let me explain to you why. What I did. I want to say like this. I want to say I want to claim like this. The Gemara, first of all, the Gemara says my takanta, which means the Gemara is comparing it to Hashavas Gezel. My takanta means I have to make a talk, I have to go to the Chacham. Because the Chacham might tell me that you have to make, Chacham, why do I go to the Chacham? If I go with the Safek, I don't need the Chacham, I'll go myself. The Chacham will tell me to make the more specific bracha. So we see that make Musa bracha is a Chumra by Gezel. Now, one question is, why is it a Chumra by Gezel? So I want to claim the following thing. In other words, if I have a suffix, which, in other words, clearly I have to make a bracha in order to eat something. Okay? So one opinion says, let's say, one opinion says, like, for example, I don't make a bracha. And one opinion says I do make a bracha. Or, for example, one opinion says I make a more, let's say, general bracha. Or let's say, but the two opinions here. One opinion says I make a bracha. One opinion says I don't make a bracha. So, for sure, in other words, if it, this becomes an abgezel. In other words, if I have a suffix, whether I made a bracha. So we're speaking about, should I have a mekayim the mitzvah? So that will say sfeg ed rabbanan. But if the question is a svara to make a bracha and not to make a bracha, right? So there's a suffix to make a nachal bracha bracha. So there already, right? What we're saying is that we treat this as gezel because since it's not a suffix whether I'm chayiv in the mitzvah, the suffix is whether this situation requires a bracha. So that's called Hashavas HaGzela. If I have a suffix, whether I stole from someone, I know I certainly stole from one of you two, I have to give you both of you back, because this is called Hashavas HaGzela. In other words, since it's a svara to give it back, which means since it's a person, in other words, two svaras are like two people. If I made a bracha, not a bracha, I have a shayla, right, I have a shayla, do I owe you money or not? So we say I'm going to have a raya. But if I have a svara to make a bracha and not make a bracha, it's equivalent to I have two people, right? I have two people, and I don't know whom I stole, so I have to get back to both of them, because I definitely stole. So what we're comparing is, between two brachas, or whether to make a bracha and not to make a bracha, right? Is the same thing as I stole from two people. Right? From whom did I steal it from? And that's what the Gemara is comparing. Now, I want to say here a svara, a very quick svara, why I think that the question of, like, a halachic svara to make a bracha, not to make a bracha, right, is like two people. Why? It's like this. If there's a question whether I made a bracha at all, so, I could say that I already, in other words, I could say, for example, if I have a question, but I won't make a bracha at all. So, there I can say that since in fact, there's a tzad that I already made the bracha. So, what I'm doing right now, in other words, what I'm doing now might be the same thing that I already did a while ago. In other words, to make another bracha, there's a tzad I already made the bracha. I'm not adding anything new in the bracha. But when I have a suffix, whether to make a bracha or not to make a bracha, there's no doubt about it is that if I make the bracha right now, there's a chiddush, I'm doing something. I'm doing something to eat the food. And because of that, I'm going to be machmir and say, to make the bracha, Because on the tzad not, because on the tzad not to make the bracha, right? So there's a chashit of gezel. In other words, the tzad to make the bracha, clearly, right, is because it's like two opinions, two people, or like, I know I stole, and the question is, whom do I give it back to? And that's what I want to claim over here is the shita of the Marashah, the Ri, and I want to claim that actually it could pass, it, not could pass for me, I want to say that Api Shochalo, Api the Poiskim, this is something that I'm not clear that anyone is chodek on this, except maybe the Ri, but I'm saying that the Ri is certainly saying like this. So in any case, you might say to me, what about the Rif who says it's a sfeikat rabbanon, and therefore I want to be Mekel? I want to say, you know, the Rif, according to the Rosh, is a different girsa. According to the Rif, according to the Rosh, the Rif is goyra is that I made a shahako. Do I make another Borei Pir Gofen? Do I add the Tzarek De Dibor Borei Pir Gofen? So according to the Rif, right? In the case over here, I made a Borei Pir Gofen. Can I now make a shahako to masaken it? I want to claim, according to the way the Rif learns the Gemara, it's more like one person. I'm stopping whether I made the bracha or not. In other words, if I have a svara like this or like this, so therefore I could say it's like two people. But here, in the case of the Rif, I made the Borei Pir Gofen. I definitely made a bracha. And now I realize I'm holding Coca-Cola. So I make a shahako. So I want to claim that even though the Gemara, in other words, even though the Gemara makes this a svara, can I make the shakal or not according to the Rif, it could possibly be according to the Rif. In other words, since I definitely made a Borei Pir Gofen and a shakal, so that the question is, did I make the bracha or not? It's more similar to the case of whether I owe you money or don't owe you money. In which case, I must have a riot. That's what the conceptual understanding I want to say, that it could possibly be that, in fact, the case of the Rif is a little bit different than the case of the Ri. Anyway, it's something to think about. But from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, I'd like to continue about the difference between a Suffolk in Metzias and a Suffolk in Psak, or a Suffolk in Halacha. But until that time, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Kol Tov.